The Buddha gave three sets of teachings on the Dharma, which are known as the three turnings of the wheel of Dharma. And the second of these teachings was on the ultimate nature of the mind, which is voidness. And tonight, Rinpoche is going to be talking or giving teachings from the book written by Chandrakirti, which concerns the second turning of the wheel of Dharma on the meaning of the ultimate nature of the mind of voidness. And this book is called The Introduction to the Middle Way. And tonight, Rinpoche will just be giving a brief outline or brief resume from this book.
Gudon de candere sena, tambo, depa, depa me gave a lepon a chair door, then it, then by ye, chujun colo, govern the bar, landage and namja tower temba, then bechun col, chujun burn
the
bar.
The Buddha taught these three turnings of the wheel of Dharma for a specific reason, or that is to say that each of these turnings of the wheel of Dharma had a particular purpose. And the purpose of the first turning of the wheel of Dharma was to make known to people what is beneficial to practice and what is not beneficial to practice. And these teachings, or the teachings that he gave, are known as the Four Noble Truths. And the basis, or the most important thing about these Four Noble Truths, is to know the law of cause and effect.
Then landage and Namja la, Yitembo ji, Jisimbe jiso, Mubola dember himba, Kagbechedo, Tene parpatela, Tumba niji chusumbares.
The purpose for the first teaching of the Wheel of Dharma was to establish in beings what is beneficial to practice and what is not beneficial to practice by the law of cause and effect. And having established this in beings, the Buddha then turned the wheel of Dharma a second time, and the purpose of these teachings was to was in order that beings might cut their attachment or their clinging to the belief in the reality of phenomena. And that is to say, to stop their belief that phenomena have some kind of substantial existence. Mm-hmm. And this belief in the reality of phenomena is the source of all their sufferings.
Didn't it? Tang Kolo Parpa Gondon, Tongba Nila Tongba Niji Tona, Yichi Kibakal, so Tony Le Hemba Yungwe, Hencha. Tony Ji Hemba, the Dobi Chedo, the Chungo Sumbakal, so the same Dinello can't never hit to Jimbote, so over somewhere else.
Thus, the Buddha taught the second wheel of Dharma in order to cut the attachment of beings to the reality of existence, and this belief in the reality of existence is the cause of their suffering. But when the beings meditate on the nature of the mind, on the voidness, a further fault arises in their mind, which is clinging to the belief, clinging to the voidness as something real, developing a concept about the voidness. And in order to counteract this fault, the Buddha then taught a further set of teachings, the third wheel of Dharma, which teaches about the Buddha nature, the essence of Buddha, the nature of Buddha, the Buddha nature.
Tena chujung kolo rinpa sumbo te tsu semje semje dhamma jnana yage sem trupa dhamma jnana yage che du sung bare
the essence of this third set of teachings is the way to purify the mind of the veils which are brought about by delusion and which prevent the understanding of the true nature of the mind.
Dina sem trupa dhamma saba ni jyang ni meba zubam saba ni jyang tsarva kapso dini sanje sikris.
And the person, or the one who purifies the mind of all the veils, is the one who has termed the Buddha.
Tene samaje bati patasa parkapso ne kapso ya sem ne ba zangbo zoya ta sem maye wa hewa zoya ta hewa zoya ta sem chot de ba de ma chot ba zoya ke tene tapshi de go res tap de song yere res
Teachings on the third turning of the wheel have two benefits. The first benefit is, or from the ultimate point of view, the ultimate goal is the attainment of Buddhahood. And at the temporary level or the relative level, then the teaching was given in order to purify the mind of all the obscurations, to pacify the mind from all that is not calm, and to enable the mind to become free from all delusions.
Then sem nemba maye ba kheva da sem nemba zambo khande se zo to gare zo to mare sana te zo to gare khande se zo to gare sana nga chu sem nemba zango zo to ta de khande re sana mo khonro chembo yo ba la zo ba gombe dawa yo na Dangha to Toba in a Zeba Gomba Dangha Yabun Yamsalana, control jin control members, Zeba Gomba control members, Zotuver. Then do control jin control, Zeba Gomba control members, Zotu same name, but eh, Zambozodo, are control jin control members, Zotuver. Then I yin the ninja gomba, Samba the ninja gomba, Dangha, ke, Samba meba, ninja meba nam, Samba the ninja jin to Zotuver. The same name, but eh. Zangbo Zotope Jumsin Yang Dakwa Yeres.
Then the goal on the relative level is to change the mind from being something that is not good to something that is good. And one may ask oneself, is it possible to change the mind from an impure state to a pure state? And Rinpoche says that it is. And to understand this, one may consider how the mind can be under the influence of anger. But through the meditation or through applying the remedy of patience, then the fault is removed. That is to say, the mind can practice patience and remove the anger. Similarly, the mind... may have the fault of hoarding his possessions and stealing what is not his. And from this point of view, he may be a bad man, but through the practice of generosity, principally by the practice of the Mahayana Dharma, he can transform his bad mind into something good and give generously for the sake of others.
The chepar de tiba chembe chunyam zalana mongemba zangbo zo to gres. Mongemba ma zangbo zo to gres. Kande de sena tiba chembe kapso tambu gomya ka chi ge de samba de nyi gres. Mo nam sam nyi ge tin sam de nyi ge ran yin kin de chorna mongemba de ma zangbo cha gres. Sam nyi ge yon ma zangbo gres.
Mingemba de kuma yamena chepar.
Ketan, take a paint or chimbu young Maras. The end of San Ninja the Gona, San Ninja in the Jona, Mangamba, Nanja, Mazambo, whatever it is.
The transformation of the mind from an impure state to a pure state is carried out by the remedy of the great vehicle, the Mahayana Dharma. Or the principal remedy is by the Mahayana vehicle. And the main practice within this Mahayana vehicle is the practice of love and compassion. And by practicing love and compassion towards all beings, then a person who initially has a mind that is bad can then transform his mind into a good mind. A good mind being defined by having love and compassion towards all beings. To continue with this, what the Mahayana teaches, and in fact Rinpoche's own version of it, is that people can develop great understanding and be able to use science such that they can develop fantastic machines which will take them to the moon and so on. But this understanding and this science will be completely useless for them unless their motivation in practicing it and using it isn't guided by love and compassion.
Then it turned to Hirak Trunko Lasso, but Chimbo Zotan, Hirak Chimbo Jinla, Sam Ninja Meva Yena, then it Sim Jinla, Nova Chimbo Zotu.
On the other hand, when understanding, when science and the use of machines and so forth is not motivated by a mind which is based in love and compassion, the only result that this can have is harm to other beings.
Dino Diji Jitsawa Jik Samba the Ninja Nir is Diji Jitsawa. Ne Captain Tadok Diji Jitsawa Samba the Ninja Nibote Rang Maranso. Rang Jula Komjen, Gomte, Simjin Tamjiji Jula, somebody Ninji Jeva Manaya Wota Gores.
At a level, the root of all happiness and positive outcome is the development of love and compassion within oneself. And so one has to make it one's continual practice, and by familiarization or by ingraining love and compassion within oneself and in the mind from being in an impure state to a pure state by the practice of the development of love and compassion and ultimately how to transform the mind from being an ordinary mind into a Buddha mind.
Then it comes to Papa Tandang and here at the Oman and Joe Betanda. Sinti Naba Nava Naba Sinti Naba Tere San Naba Tang. Then it's something you part of the Simba. Part of the Simba Troganani, Joey Nani, something you part of the Simba. Get the door to you.
That was a little diversion from Rinpoche tonight. And we said earlier that Rinpoche said earlier that he was going to teach from the Umala Jukpa, and which he's been teaching about previously. And we've arrived at the fifth chapter, which teaches about the fifth level of the Bodhisattva. And with each level of the Bodhisattva, there is a parameter or a perfection which corresponds to it. And the parameter corresponding to the fifth level of a Bodhisattva is the parameter of meditative concentration.
Then the Sangabala, Sangab Mengichepatela, Ming La Jankava cigarettes, Mengichepa, Sangaba Jankava.
If the level of the Bodhisattva is Jankava, which means difficult to conquer.
Jankava se Sangabala Jankava se goji karasana, same and dunhi, same. Same and drink it, and same and maybe do he, young kawa ni, young chani, in the young kawa cigarettes.
Same and dishit and same
age. Same.
The reason why this fifth level of the Bodhisattva is called difficult to conquer is because at this level, the Bodhisattva has in fact overcome that which is difficult to conquer, which is the holding on to the concepts regarding external phenomena as this is white, this is a flower, this is so on. The labeling process, the process of characterization. And yeah. Okay.
Then sang up. Sangaba cups of parrot the same by Julian, some danger parrot the same by Yamlin Chodichapatakuris.
At this fifth level of the Bodhisattva, the principal practice is the practice of the perfection of meditative concentration.
Some danger parrot the same by Yamlin Chodichapatakande younger is enough. Thing is in Gomba Capsule, something Gomba Capsule, number Yuan can get a Yu Motoba Yunguiris, Namdo control Motoba. Number Yuan can get young, something in the Nueva Muyuan. Nueva, Yimotoba.
You don't tell it.